Hello, homies, and welcome to day one of our Homeopathy Awareness Week celebrations, where we celebrate the birth of Christian Friedrich Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who was born on the 10th of April, 1755 in Meissen in Germany. So a little while ago, I put out the call and I asked for you to send me in your testimonials of how homeopathy has helped you, how you discovered it, your favorite remedies, and all of that jazz. And we received around 60 testimonials from you all around the world. So if you took the time to send a message in, thank you so much. I know you all have very busy lives, so for you to actually take the time to record your message and send it through to me, I really appreciate that. I also want to acknowledge the lovely Gabrielle Traub, who was actually a guest on my show. She is the author of Live Right for Your Remedy Type. And when I was interviewing her, I actually discovered that she was the founder of Homeopathy Awareness Week. So thank you, Gabrielle, for this incredible initiative. It is such a wonderful opportunity to get to celebrate Hahnemann. So make sure that you tune in every day this week from the 10th to the 16th of April, as we will be sharing these testimonials with you, roughly around 20 minutes of testimonials per day. And be sure to share these episodes with your family and friends. And if you would like to take part in this initiative next year, then be sure to come and join my Facebook group, or make sure that you subscribe to my newsletter so you can be notified of when we are doing this. The Facebook group is at facebook.com/groups/hellohomies, or just search for Homeopathy Hangout Podcast Facebook group. Alternatively, just hop onto eugeniekruger.com and sign up to my newsletter so you don't miss out. And speaking of celebrations, I celebrated my 44th birthday on the 4th of the 4th this year. So my birthday is just 6 days before Hahnemann. And I just want to take a quick moment to thank all of you from around the world who sent me such beautiful birthday messages. It really was the best day ever. And it's so wonderful to be connected with so many of you around the world. And our shared love and passion for homeopathy really combines and unites all of us. And I am so excited for the future of homeopathy. I can feel it getting stronger and stronger every single day. I know all of you can as well. And I'm excited for what the future holds for homeopathy. I can see things just growing and growing and getting bigger. And yeah, it's just a very empowering, beautiful feeling. So let's hang out every day this week and celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week together, and give our thanks to the founder of homeopathy, the incredible Samuel Hahnemann. Thank you for listening. Hello, homies. Today on the 4th of April is my 44th birthday, and I managed to convince the whole family to come and join me for a special episode where we are going to pay tribute on the 10th of April, which is Hahnemann's birthday, to celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week. So say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
So we just wanted to have a chat today about our favorite remedies. And I have my son, Joshua, here. Say hi and your age and what's your favorite activity?
Hello, I am Josh and I'm 11 years old and I like playing video games.
And tennis and piano.
Yeah, that as well.
Tilly?
Hi, my name's Tilly and I'm 8.
And what's your favorite activity?
Guitar, tennis, and piano.
And singing and cuddling your mum. And Yaku, do you want to say hi?
Hi, I'm Yaku, and my favorite activities is to swim and things like that.
Home renovations?
Yep,
all those things. And he's the behind the scenes guy that makes everything run smoothly, which is really great. Who of you would like to go first about your favorite remedy?
Me.
Okay, what's your favorite remedy?
Arnica, Carbo Veg, Nux Vomica, and Leiden.
Cool, awesome. Joshy, have you got some favorites?
I like Belladonna and aconite.
All of us, I think, have woken up with sore throats at some stage and used aconite, hey?
Yeah.
It works. How quickly would you guys say it works? Like within how many minutes or seconds?
Well, sometimes with me, it worked within like 10 seconds. And I'm not joking, seriously.
Yeah.
It works really quickly.
I agree.
And that remedy in particular.
Takes a day.
Yeah, aconite in particular, hey?
Rarely it takes a day, but usually it takes just maybe an hour.
If an hour for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And for you, Yako? How fast does aconite work for you if you've got a sore throat or like feel like you're going to get around?
15 minutes normally.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, hey? Yeah, I reckon for me as well, probably about 10 minutes or so.
I think another one that we've used a lot lately has been the tick bite remedy. Hey, I don't know what's been up with the ticks. A lot of us have had quite a few tick bites. Tilly, yeah. You had an annoying tick bite
the
other day.
Yeah, I had one right here.
Yeah, it was so itchy, hey?
Yeah.
And we used the tick bite remedy, and then we used Leadum as well for that.
Yeah.
And something you guys ask me for often, I don't know if it's because you're trying to get out of sleep or if it's because you need it, is the sleep remedy.
Oh, no, seriously, I did need that.
Do need it? You're not just like trying to get out of sleep?
No.
Oh, guys, we have to talk about Chili's tail. Who wants to tell the story about Chili's tail? Okay, you tell.
He's my cat.
No.
Okay.
He's my cat.
Tell the story of Chili's tail.
Chili's tail was like...
Oh, so maybe say who Chili is.
Oh, Chili's our little kitty.
Okay, what happened to Chili?
One morning we just found him and his tail was like all down.
It was like broken.
Yeah, like basically broken.
He couldn't lift it up at all.
No, not at all. Yeah.
And then one of your friends' mum, who's actually a vet nurse, she said the tail has to be amputated.
Oh, yeah. And then we just didn't do it. And then we took the remedies. And then after a week or so, he just began better.
Yeah, it was so good. Hey, and we put loads of hypercal on it because there was definitely a cut there as well. But he couldn't lift his tail at all. And
he couldn't even move it.
Hey,
it was just down like boo.
Yeah, poor thing. He looked so sad without his tail.
It was so sad.
And we gave lots of hypercal topically, and then we gave him lots of arnica, AHC actually, the arnica, hypericum, and calendula. And then it was good. I think it was about 2 weeks though. It took, and there was a while there where I was worried because the tail was quite swollen and purple.
Oh yeah.
So a bit worried, but yeah, his tail is perfect now. Hey. And Joshy, you had a consultation with a homeopath last year, hey? Because
I remember that.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Sarah Valentini. Oh. Yeah. Because Joshy's never actually had a full consultation before. I've just treated him acutely. So when the preteen hormones started kicking in, Joshy had a consultation. And what did you remember much about the remedy?
I don't remember anything.
Okay. That was the day when you woke up for the first time ever before all of us and you were dressed and had breakfast.
And I remember that. Oh, yeah, after I took the remedy. That was so funny.
It was so cool.
And hey? I was in such a good mood.
Yeah, really good mood. Hey.
Homeopaths are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see it. Judy, tell us a story about your head. That just happened this week. What happened?
We don't talk about that.
What happened, Julie?
My head cracked open. We used hypercal and
Arnica
to use it. Josh.
And Tilly had a huge bump on her head after they bumped it at a playground and blood everywhere. And then the... Yeah.
Oh, okay. So me, my friend Harvey from school and his little brother and Tilly, we were in, there's this sewer tunnel in Train Park. It's small, like everyone goes in it. It's really fun and it's also very dark and creepy. Anyway, so we went in it and then Tully and Eden decided to go in there, and then when they went out, on the way out, Tully smashed her head on the corner. I wasn't even there to see it. I was just I was above there and I was watching the entrance. Anyway, so yeah, she smashed her head on there and there was a pool of blood of blood, and then I almost screamed.
You did scream.
I did scream.
And then what happened? Well, we gave you some remedies, hey? And we got some bandages, and then we got home and cleaned you up.
I looked like a mummy.
Yeah, you looked like a mummy with all the bandages around your head.
Well, my head did.
Yeah, and then the bump went down within about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then the hypercal was really great. Hypercal, for those that don't know, is a mother tincture that we use of hypericum and calendula. And we just dilute it and then, applied that topically, which worked amazing.
Just tell them about your knee.
Oh, yeah.
I was a maggot.
Okay, so one day I was out the back behind my mum's studio. I was, back then it wasn't even up here. Anyway, so yeah, I went there and then I jumped across this little trench and there was a flower pot on the end. It was a pretty big flower pot, actually. And then I jumped and my knee smashed in the flower pot. I chipped the flower pot, but I also chipped my knee. So yeah, I didn't go to the hospital because luckily my mum had remedies on hand. And what remedies did you use for?
We had hypercal topically.
and
okay. Yeah, on the outside and the AHC.
Yeah, she used HyperCal because she uses HyperCal for literally everything.
Yeah.
It's so useful. It is so useful. Yeah, so she helped with that.
A story I just remembered was the fever that you had a while ago, Joshy. Josh had a really intense fever. And I walked in the room.
We didn't talk about that.
Josh looked straight through me and he goes, "Mummy, who are those people behind you?"
We don't talk about Bruno all that.
And then I called my husband. I was like, "Oh my gosh, Joshy is so delirious." And it was great because Yaku was with me the second when I put the belladonna pill on Joshy's tongue. And I swear it had barely touched his tongue when he goes, "Oh, hi, Mum." Okay, so what's your favorite remedy, Josh? Your all-time favorite remedy.
My all-time favorite. Let's see, which one's helped me the most? Probably, I don't know about if I have one single favorite, but this is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I have probably aconite.
Yeah, aconite. Yeah.
Aconite helped
me. And you've actually, I think you've used Nat Mer when you haven't had enough water, then you've had headaches, then Nat Mer's been good.
Yeah. No, headaches just randomly pop up sometimes. Mm. I don't know about water, but yeah, sometimes it's because of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tali, what's your favorite?
Mine is Tali, can I choose arnica?
I think you.
Yes.
Okay, do you have an option?
I think for Tali, arnica.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also Carbo Veg.
A Carbo Veg.
I know.
But I think that's mostly because you like to say Carbo Veg.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun to say.
Yeah.
What is Carbo Veg made from?
Burnt up vegetables and the charcoal.
Yeah, very good. I'm impressed. Yaku, what's your favorite?
I would agree with aconite.
Yeah, the aconite. Yeah, I think that's a family favorite.
Hey, Mom, can I say my second favorite?
Yeah.
Belladonna.
Yeah.
I like that one too.
And I'm going to say for me, I think the ACH, because I've used it the most with you guys, like the Arnica, Calendula and Hypericum for all the injuries, because we live on 16 acres. And so the kids are always outside getting hurt. So I think that's a really good one.
Yeah, I like that one
mainly
too.
Mainly me.
Yeah, mainly you.
Yeah, mostly.
And also the pets as well. Like with Chili, we've used it. Yeah, and with the chickens, we've used it when they've been injured as well. And of course, happy birthday, Samuel Hahnemann.
Happy birthday, Samuel.
Happy birthday, Samuel Hahnemann.
Happy Homeopathy Awareness Week.
Hello, my name is Gunnell and I am a homeopathic student. I live in the UK, in Wales, and the thing that made me fall in love with homeopathy was the fact that 15 years ago, when I first had my daughter, she had a terrible eczema that nobody could help me with. Creams didn't help, normal medicine didn't help, and I couldn't watch her suffer anymore. And somebody told me about a homeopath that can help me. And after taking her to see a homeopath, and that homeopath helping us with the eczema, we never looked back. And now I have 4 children, and for the last 15 years we haven't taken any medication whatsoever, and our go-to was always homeopathy. I loved it so much that after seeing how it works, using it with my family, and it being the only thing we would have in our house, I decided to take it to a next step and become professional, because I love it so much. And if I believe if you do something you love, you don't have to work at all. You just do something that you enjoy the most. And for me, it's homeopathy. And I can't understand how it's still not a biggest thing in the world, and why people still use other things, and why homeopathy is not number one. So hopefully with people like me and other teachers and other practitioners, will take homeopathy to a next level for it to be primary go-to for most of the people in the world.
Hello, I'm Max, age 11, from Australia. Firstly, I'd like to thank my mum for giving me the knowledge I have today on homeopathy. I use a remedy called Nat Mer a lot because it's my remedy and it helps me with a lot of things. I'm also very sporty, so when I get hurt, I can rely on arnica to help me feel better. I can't remember, but my mum tells me how homeopathy helped with my development concerns when I was young. I really recommend people to use homeopathy for health benefits and much more.
Hi, my name is Ali. I'm 9 and I'm from Australia. I discovered remedies for my mum and Eugenie when I was about 4 or 5. My favourite remedy is probably Apis because it gets rid of all my itchy stings and all that kind of stuff. I remember when I was about 3, I was in the shop which Eugenie worked for and stole a remedy. My mum found out and I went broke after that. And thank you and sorry, Eugenie.
Hi, my name is Bo. I'm from Perth. How I discovered homeopathy is I saw a post by Eugenie on one of the mums groups here in Perth on Facebook, and I was intrigued, so I watched her introductory video and it all went from there. Now I'm studying to become a homeopath. What my favourite remedies are, so I would say aconite. It's basically used in my house so often for any sudden onset of illness, any shocks or trauma if kids have hurt themselves, and also just recently used it for a serious migraine that was sudden onset after stopping caffeine. Gave me instant relief. And also my other favourite would be arnica. Obviously we use that a lot with my 3 kids for bumps and bruises. And how homeopathy has helped me, definitely the biggest change and improvement for me has been having a consultation with a homeopath and basically completely ameliorating my period pain, which I've suffered with for my entire life, and having a constitutional prescription has really, really helped. I also use Eugenie's painful period support. If there's any little bit of pain, I take one dose and I'm completely pain-free. And advice for new homeopathy users, enjoy the ride. Get yourself a good kit of at least 30 remedies, which will really help you in future. Don't wait until you get sick because it becomes too much of a rush job then. And join some homeopathy groups like Eugenie Kruger's homeopathy support group. And that's about it.
Hi, my name is Julie. I live in Surrey in England. And I was first introduced to homeopathy when I became a mum, which I think is the case for quite a lot of people when they become a parent. And that for me was nearly 25 years ago. My son had been diagnosed with gastroreflux, and a friend of mine had given me the number of a local homeopath. And if I'm honest, I was desperate. I really didn't even know what homeopathy was at that point. So I arrived with little expectations, and due to his reflux, he wasn't sleeping at all, which meant I was extremely sleep deprived too. And I think probably for the most part of that first appointment, I just sat with this lovely homeopath and I just cried. I was so overwhelmed with him being my first baby and with him not sleeping. And looking back now, I think I was definitely struggling physically, mentally, and emotionally, which was picked up immediately by this homeopath. I have to say, you know, the health visitor hadn't picked it up, but probably the difference being that, you know, I'd had time with the homeopath. I was with her for probably over an hour, and I just felt held and listened to for, you know, the first time in a while. So I left her house with a little bag of remedies for my son. And also, very fortunately for me, she did give me some remedies. And if I remember correctly, I'm sure almost definitely that she gave me some sepia. And within a couple of weeks, I'd say that my life was definitely put back on track. My son became more settled. He meant, you know, by his gastroreflux being sorted, he was sleeping better, which meant I slept better. And what could have possibly been me going down a path of postnatal depression, I just felt rebalanced. And I think I definitely did have a few more doses over the years. I think CPR was definitely a good remedy for me on many occasions. So that was my first experience with homeopathy. And from there, I was just desperate to know more about these little tiny sugar pills. So I invested almost immediately in a little blue box from Helios. I enrolled myself on a first aid course. And another 4 pregnancies later, because I've got 5 children, every time I was pregnant, we used to take the little yellow box from Helios, their childbirth kit, in with us. And my children have all been treated with homeopathy. They've got quite a good basic understanding for acute prescribing. They'll always know what remedies to go to. And from there, that led me, with my continued love for homeopathy, that I finally enrolled on a practitioner course a few years ago. I graduated last year, which is really exciting. It's a very exciting time to be a homeopath. I think the world is finally ready for us. I'm now building up my homeopathy business. And I would say most definitely my advice to anybody is, if you've never used homeopathy before, you have nothing to lose and potentially everything to gain. So go for it. And I hope your experience is as positive and as wonderful as mine.
Hello, this is Freddie's dad. We have 4-legged family members, and we are from the southwestern part of the United States. How we discovered homeopathy? Well, it's been a progressive awareness about it for many years, but it's only been in the past 1 to 2 years of having it dawned on us how important it is. And we've been using it for the past 2 to 3 years. One of our 4-legged family members had a couple of surgeries, and an arnica blend was used for her recuperation, which went well, very well. Both of them went well. And in terms of favorite remedies, one would obviously be Arnica Montana. Another would be Aconitum napellus. And another would be Hypericum perforatum. Excuse the pronunciations. And probably the best testimonial would be myself. I had a horrendous toothache one day, and I took 1 or 2 doses of Hypericum perforatum, and boom, the nerve pain is gone and has been gone almost entirely the whole time. And then, of course, many other cases of Arnica helping. And then there was a case when there was a need to use Aconitum napellus for one of the pups. Advice we'd give for new users: keep researching, keep digging. Don't listen to the fake, disparaging, slanderous comments by allopathic and modern medicine about homeopathy, and don't believe what you read that is deleterious about homeopathy. Keep researching, read a lot, and thank you.